Download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
Joining us, I believe from the State House, is none other than State Representative Dave DeCoste, representing the 5th Plymouth District. Representative, how are we doing this evening?
Between meetings, but we're doing good. How are you doing, Kevin?
We're doing pretty good. We're looking forward to chatting with you. When I saw you, I want to say about a week and a half ago, we had kind of set this up, so we give you kind of a little bit more than 2 or 3 minutes to kind of talk about that 40B meeting that took place on March 2nd. Actually, that was last Monday night, right?
That is true.
How was that meeting, first and foremost?
I think it didn't break any new ground, because there isn't a great deal of new ground to be broken. But it was informative. It gave the citizens an idea to talk to not only, you know, our resident experts, so Senator Hedlund, to give the broad view of 40B. Gave a chance for citizens to talk to our town council directly, Bob Galvin, and Bob gave a superb synopsis of the town's history with 40Bs, and given the fact that he can't talk about everything going on, he talked largely about what has gone on in the town. And it also gave, we had a selectman, I believe it's Ms. Corona from Easton,
mm-hmm.
She presented Easton's attempt to mitigate 40B utilizing the safe harbor provision, which basically says if you're making progress, and this is a layman's definition, but it basically says if you're making progress toward that 10% goal, you are able to deny permits as they come in.
Now, from what I understand, that Easton has done something that a lot of communities wish they could. I know that the 10% is the bar where it's set. That's what you have to have for affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
They, over a span of less than a decade, were hovering around 3% and have since crossed the 10% barrier. And they've done that through, as you said, the safe harbor law. Is that something that has to be that communities should kind of understand and get acquainted with?
Well, it would vary from community to community. It's certainly something worth looking at, though. Absolutely.
What needs to...
In the case of the South Shore, Orwell and Hanover, Rockland, and of course, as you know, Rockland's facing their own similar 40B situations, a controversy there now, as is Norwell. But the towns in this area have, first of all, we're in the case of Norwell and Hanover, we're both relying on groundwater. All we need is for one of those systems to let go, and we could permanently produce groundwater here. Is the deepest well in Norwell is less than 70 feet. So we do not have deep wells, and water departments in all three towns, as a matter of fact, have expressed concern about that. In the case of Norwell, it's we're at about 37% swamps, or wetlands, I suppose is the correct term.
Mm.
So there isn't a whole lot of area to build out larger developments, but they still try.
I guess I would ask you is what seems to be the biggest problem that communities face, and that as legislators, yourself or Senator Hedlund, who I believe kind of led the conversation last Monday night, what seems to be the biggest problem in when it comes to 40B and control?
Well, I would say number one, probably siting, and number two, the environmental concerns. Those are probably the two larger ones, although there's a whole plethora of concerns I could go through. The two larger ones, the two main objections tend to be that the 40B projects are just too big. They're enormous. They don't fit within the neighborhoods that they're proposed for. And then you have the secondary, but nonetheless very legitimate concerns regarding the environment. And I'll give you an example of that. A while back, there was a proposal to put a a number of, you know, fairly large number of units on Tiffany Road in Norwell, which is East Street. If you're from Hanover, it continues over. And in the appeal of that for the state board, the engineers for the developer testified that eventually the retaining wall for the septic system would breach, and we would have raw sewage running over Tiffany Road. And as you know, Herring Brook is right in that area. And the state still approved it. Now, it went on, and eventually that that project fell by the wayside for other reasons. But that gives you an idea of why, quite often, the environmental concerns are raised.
Representative Joe Rossi here. You know, one of the things that I see when I look at 40B projects are, you know, you mentioned the size of the projects, but also how developers are able to snuggle in normal buildings, you know, non-affordable housing units into 40B projects. You know, that's probably one of the bigger points that, you know, we had a couple projects proposed here in the history of Marshfield, you know, within the last 20 years that, and actually some of them, I can think of at least one that got built on these terms where, you know, part of it was 40B, but that's how it got approved. However, the rest of the project were normal, you know, living units at the non-40B rates. How do you rein in, you know, if you have to have affordable housing projects, how do you rein in the huge developments that get tied in by 40B but yet are allowed to be built because of, you know, or are allowed to be built and then have normal, you know, housing units attached to that?
Well, Joe, you hit the crux of the question. How do you do it? The law makes it very difficult. And the heartening thing at the State House, by the way, and I will say this, that the heartening thing I'm hearing is that they're right across the political spectrum, both parties, conservatives, liberals, those in the middle, I think virtually everyone agrees that there are modifications that need to be made in the bill. One of the points that Senator Hedlund consistently makes is that the builders quite often, you know, they are supposed to limit themselves to 20% profit. The former state inspector general did a random audit of a number of them, a number of these projects, and every one of them had basically not lived within the you know, the parameters of the profit parameters of the law. So when you ask why, you know, it is very difficult to keep the number of units down when, in fact, they can, you know, go the minimum number of units, and I believe it's 10%, and then build out 90% of the units at full rental value. It is very, very difficult. It's very difficult to stop something like that. And the best that the towns have been able to do is make sure that a number of very sensible positions, but I think perhaps the builders would say they're onerous, very sensible positions are stipulated before any construction can begin. And quite often, those conditions are enough to make the developers think twice or significantly modify their proposals.
Again, we're speaking with State Representative Dave DeCoste, and we're just kind of revisiting last Monday night's forum, the 40B forum that was held, hosted by the Norwell Selectmen. I think probably the final question I want to ask you, Representative, before I let you go, I want to kind of get your take on the governor's budget. But the last question I want to ask in regards to 40B, I know that you're kind of the one, you're one of a couple of new lawmakers who want to get involved and do something as far as language when it comes to the 40B issue. Do you kind of see, you know, being someone who's new, a fresh face up on Beacon Hill, are you starting to become aware that this is, you know, a lot of lawmakers don't understand this problem unless it's actually happening in their own backyard, and they have their constituents coming to them saying, "I got problems"?
Kevin, that's an excellent way to put it. You're right. That is the case, that basically if nothing is happening in your own town, you tend not to recognize the problems. In the urban areas, they're not built out, and in some cases, they welcome these type of things. In the rural areas, it's certainly not as much of a problem because they have plenty of land. But I can tell you that, and I would say it probably within the belt of 495 East, certainly 95 East, within the suburbs, it is certainly an issue. And as I said, it's an issue that cuts across party party lines. I think everybody realizes that the law needs to be modified, and you know, the general gist of those modifications, you know, the genuine recognition of rental housing, and some environmental, the ability to take some environmental considerations into account before issuing these permits, ought to be modified in the law so the towns can make those stipulations.
If I could ask, I need you to take off your state representative hat. It looks good on you, but I need you to take it off for a moment. I need you to put on your Noel Selectman's hat. The governor has recently, he just put out his FY 2016 budget. Mm-hmm. Being somebody, you know, representing the town of Noel, how does the town of Noel, and how do you feel other communities are going to make out with this budget?
Well, the cherry sheet is up a bit. And so the governor, you know, Chapter 70 funds are up a bit. The governor has kept his promise. I am extremely confident in Governor Baker, and I think that he will, number one, when he says something, you can take him at his word that he's going to try to do it. He and the Lieutenant Governor, Governor Polito, and number two, they realize that there is a problem between the, let's call them the donor communities, and those on the receiving end that really needs to be reworked. And I think this last budget, their first budget, is an indication that they're going to take that seriously. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing for all of us out in the district, and I think on the South Shore, and probably in all the suburbs.
Any amazement that he was able to put forth this $38 billion budget, and we're not seeing any fees increase. We're not seeing any, you know, new. There's not like a breathing tax or you know, a candy tax or something. Some kind of a new tax to generate revenue. Are you amazed?
Well, don't say that too loud. They may propose that on the other side.
My bad.
No, look. Hey, on the other side, the governor and Speaker DeLeo. So that's both parties committed to holding firm on local aid, and they've done that a little bit better.
Mm.
So you know, we're happy to see that going forward. And we probably don't have much time, but the state budget also has the new provisions, which I will support, for the early retirement provisions for state employees. And Governor Baker proposed a very solid plan to do that while still funding the extra cost of the pension system. And overall, it will be a net $170 million savings to the state, which is good. And for those in the audience that are concerned that we're just going to hire all these people back, the rehire position is 20%. It's 1 for 5. So in other words, for every 5 people that retire, the state will be only putting 1 more on the payroll. And that's a solid plan.
Okay. Anything you want to say in closing to close out this segment?
No, I always enjoy talking to you folks, and I enjoy this job. It's good getting out and meeting people. I was over in Rockland today. I was going meeting with some citizens over in Leadership Woods, and tomorrow we've got some veterans events, and we'll eventually have the new veterans agent, who is a terrific guy. He's a Marine combat veteran, young guy from the Gulf War. The Gulf War, from the Iraq War. Very recent Purple Heart recipient, and he is a firecracker, and he will be down at different events in all 3 towns within the district, in Rockland, Norwell, and Hanover.
Well, we thank you very much for joining us and of course, keeping us in the loop. And we'll look forward to, we get you in the rotation. So it'll be probably about 4 or 5 weeks, depending on who we get in to do this segment and chat with us about what's going on up on Beacon Hill.
Okay, Kevin, John, good talking with you.
Have a good one.
Great. Bye-bye. Have a good one.
All right, we're going to step aside, and when we come back, we have Mussolini himself in studio. Dan Pallotta, don't go anywhere. You're listening to Monday Night Talk.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.